Here's one thing I had to do whilst working in reality TV that would send a normal person into a literal coma. I'm gonna need you guys to lock in because this is a long story, but trust me, it's a good one. I had the opportunity to work on this incredible first series of an Australian TV show called Rush. It's pretty much similar to Amazing Race. So the contestants had to race around the world and complete challenges, and whoever did it the fastest would move on to the next round until there was one winner. We're ticking off places like Rio for Carnival, Ireland for St. Patrick's Day. I wasn't actually meant to go to Brazil. I was meant to head to Turkey first, but they needed people to chaperone the contestants over from Australia to Rio. So of course I said yes, I've never been to Brazil and I'd love to go for Carnival. We traveled on 2 12-hour back-to-back flights to go from Australia to Rio. Now apparently there's a quicker way, but for some reason we went that way. We make it through customs in Brazil and I load all of my group of contestants onto a bus and blindfold them, which is kind of crazy. They're about 30 minutes into our journey when I get a call from some of the camera people. Every single camera and audio person on the show, and there was like 25 to 30 of them, were stuck in customs and being held up because of a document issue called a carné. Carné is a really interesting piece of documentation that you have to get if you are traveling with audio and camera gear into a different country. You can make quite a profit if you take camera gear from Australia and sell it in a different country where the cost is higher. So pretty much you have to declare all the gear you're taking in, and sometimes this is tens of thousands of dollars. My name is on this carné document for whatever reason. I don't know. I think I applied for it and they've just put my name on it, but obviously I wasn't with the crew that was there. I'd taken these contestants blindfolded on a bus to the hotel already. So I had to tell my boss, the talent manager, hey, I'm really sorry, but we're gonna have to turn this bus around and head back to the airport so that I can go sort out this document and get all of our crew through customs in Brazil. Mind you, I am 24 years old. I finally make it back to the airport and I have to go back inside the customs area. I don't know if you know, in Sydney Airport, but it says like, you cannot cross this line, like you cannot come back. One of the camera assistants came out and was trying to speak to the security because they weren't letting me through. And he spoke a little bit of Spanish, which I know is in Portuguese, but I guess it's kind of similar. So they then let me back through customs. I had to be so bloody calm and collected. If I don't do this correctly, then this whole shoot that we've just flown like 50 people to Brazil in from Australia is not going to happen. A little bit concerned, but I put on my biggest brave face and I was like, yeah, don't worry, I've got this. Like, everything is gonna be fine. Plus I have all these camera guys and gals that are like my dad's age staring at me being like, help us, you need to get us out of this situation. I'm like, okay. The official at the customs port in Brazil says to me, you have to be here when the crew is leaving their country to go to the next destination because your name is on this document. I knew I was traveling to Turkey in 2 days to go start the other section of the shoot and get it pre-ready for the crew. I just said, yeah, for sure, let's go, just so I could get everybody off and onto the buses to get to the hotel. Thankfully, on the back end, we were able to contact the carné office in Australia and get it all sorted out legally behind the scenes so that I didn't actually need to be there when the crew was leaving. Oh my God, that was probably one of the most stressful things I've ever done. But yeah, that's one of the crazy things I had to do whilst working in reality TV. Let me know if you want any more, because I've got a lot of stories.